This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, you're listening to Enterprise on BFM 89.9. My name is Majida Hashim. One of the themes of Budget 2018 is creating an inclusive economy. And with 90% of companies in Malaysia comprising of SMEs, an inclusive market must certainly take into account the growth of this sector. And to share with us more about Budget 2018 and the impacts on SMEs, I have in the studio with me Datin Yap Shin Siang, Group CEO of YYC & Co. Welcome, Datin.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. To jump straight into Budget 2018, there is no reduction in corporate tax. Do you see this becoming an obstacle for the growth of the SME sector?
A little bit. We are quite saddened by this because we were hoping for at least a 1 or 2% reduction. Mm. Currently, the tax rate for income below 500,000 is 18%, and anything more than that is 24%. And when GST was first introduced, we were all on the assumption, following other countries, that the tax rate would go further down.
Mm.
However, having said that, there is some there are quite a lot of goodies for SMEs, and they come mainly in the form of grants or soft loans.
Mm.
So it's a little bit different. Not so much of a reduction in tax, but more for something that they can apply for.
So one of the things that is in budget 2018 is that 7 billion ringgit has been allocated under the Guaranteed Financial Scheme, or SJPP, for the services sector, including companies that are involved in Industry 4.0. The government further allocated 1 billion ringgit for automation and to reduce foreign workers. Can you tell us more about this?
Yeah, I think the move towards reduction of foreign workers is definitely a good move because less reliance on humans as well as move towards machine is definitely the right way. The only thing is the details of such grants are not out yet.
Mm.
So therefore, a lot of SMEs, some of my clients, for example, they are very excited, or they want to know how to straight away apply for it.
Yeah.
But they have they ask us, and we are also unable to give them the details because we are not quite sure which department it will be under, as well as how much, what are the qualifications, the criteria, and how to apply for the loans.
Mm.
The ones that we are more sure of is the SME Corp.
Okay.
And I always tell our clients as well as SME businesses that they should definitely all register and go for the SME Corp's soft loans, grants, as well as training programs.
Mm-hmm.
Because the criteria is not hard to fulfill. And a lot of people, they have a misconception that it's hard to get.
Mm.
But actually, we have registered ourselves and we managed to get a grant ourselves.
Mm.
And so therefore, we know that it's definitely something very doable.
Mm.
And the grant there is a matching grant up to 50%. And it's, you can buy machines. It's claimable. It's for packaging and of products. It's for innovative product development. So this is something that we've seen works. And also, we're very happy that there is actually a continuation in this grant.
This is the 200 million for SMEs for training. What are the most important ways that they can use this allocation besides training and marketing material?
Yeah, I find that a lot of SME companies, they lack marketing as well as branding. So for our company, we use this for our own branding as well as advertisement. So it's all claimable by 50%. And 50% for a lot of SME owners is a big amount.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
But of course, you have to come up with the money first and then you can claim back later.
Mm.
And we've seen how this process works. And and because of the 50% claimable, we are encouraged to advertise more. And for our own experience, it's definitely helped boost our brand further.
Mm.
Mm. So that's why we are urging all the SMEs out there to apply for this SME grant. It's available for anyone who can fulfill the criteria.
Mm. Mm. The one I mentioned just now, the 150 million for Matrade MIDA and SME Corp, that one is for implementation of promotional programs and to expand export market, including the market development grant.
Yeah.
So 150 million for export market, is this enough?
Also not enough. Because if we want to encourage more companies, especially SMEs, to export, I think the funds needed should be more. And definitely this should be one area we are looking at because of DFTZ, because of all the imports, exports, as well as all the digital trade. I believe that Malaysia have a lot of good products to be promoted overseas. But again, many small business owners, they are not aware of this. They have good products, but they do not know how to get out of Malaysia. They do not know how to promote their products overseas. And I've seen certain companies, they try to register with Matrade, but they are not exporting yet. Therefore they find it difficult because Matrade is already for exporters. So maybe they could come up with some or maybe there is already a program, but should be made more known to people how to incubate these companies that are going to be ready for export but not quite there yet. I think these companies need more help than those who are already exporting, for example.
I think those two budgets go together, the 200 million for training of these SMEs and the 150 million so that they can go and export.
That's right. Yeah. If it goes together, I think it will be under one agency. That will be very good for the business owners.
Well, SME Corp is involved in both of these, has a foot in both these grants. So, do you see SME Corp as one of the entities in the best position to help SMEs?
Definitely, because they have access to all this information. But maybe if they could be more involved. I think now they have all the information, but if to apply, it still goes to the different departments. So if one-stop agency center to approve all application, I think that would definitely help SMEs. Because a lot of these owners, they're already so busy with business. For them to take the extra hour or two or weeks to go out and go to different departments, that takes them away from the businesses.
Yeah, because you're bouncing different departments at the same time. Speaking about things in the different departments, well, budget allocated also RM500 million to Tekun, 2.7 billion ringgit up to Amanah Ikhtiar Malaysia, AIM, and 555 million to the various other Bumiputra entrepreneur development programs like PUNB, Tube, and Superb. So what are the different types of SME groups that can benefit from these different kind of budget allocations?
Yeah, I think SMEs, like you very well said, is got small, medium and large.
Yeah.
I think this would be more suitable for the small SMEs, whereby they do need a lot of funding because in any business, we need funds to be able to grow. So these SMEs are more towards the smaller size ones. There are quite a few agencies involved here. So I think it's very important for the SME owners to know where are the funds, where are the grants. So I think maybe we should take a different approach this time. Since there are so many grants available out there, as SMEs, we should also be proactive to find where the funds are, where the programs are, and make use of it.
I think because the funds are now in different places. As you mentioned just now, there's no one-stop center where they can go and find where all these grants are. But what are some of the grants that can be accessed by the smallest, the micro SMEs?
Yeah, the micro SMEs would be more the e-usahawan and the e-riziki ones. However, which department they are directly under, that one is not so clear.
The 100 million for e-riziki, e-usahawan and e-ladang right now is under MDEC. And it has the E in front. I guess that makes it different. How is it different from other budget allocations?
I think MDEC has been doing a fantastic job in terms of the all the e-programs out there. The difference is how to get our physical products to be known to everyone. Mm-hmm. So as we are now moving towards the digital economy, it's encouraging to see the smaller business owners are already on the digital platform.
Mm.
So, and I think MDEC is doing very well in that sense. And because we've been working with MDEC as well, so we've seen that not only small businesses, but the medium-sized businesses are also on a lot of the programs.
Okay.
So the difference with the E is how they get from the traditional marketplace mm-hmm. to the digital marketplace where it is easily accessible, as well as you can go export as well as a bigger market.
I'm speaking to Datin Yap Shin Siang, Group CEO of YYC & Co. on how Budget 2018 impacts SMEs. We're going to take a short break right now, but when we come back, we will be speaking to Datin Yap about the process of applying for these government loans. Stay tuned right here on Enterprise at BFM 89.9.
Breaking Financial Matters, BFM 89.9.
And we're back on Enterprise. My name is Majida Hashim. Joining me in the studio today is Datin Yap Shin Siang, Group CEO of YYC & Co. And we're discussing the impact of Budget 2018 on SMEs. Budget 2018 also has a lot of space, which allows the investment community to energize the local SMEs. Can you tell us what incentives there are for venture capitalists so that they can help the SME sector?
Yeah, it's very encouraging to see that there's tax relief on tax imposed on venture capital, which is equivalent to the amount of investment, as well as tax deduction for angel investors in venture capital. And this is well received because other than the government playing an active role in the funding of SMEs, the angel investors as well as venture capital also plays an active role in the funding of such businesses. And actually, I always tell business owners that there are a lot of funds in the market. It's just that the business models may not be, that are not that many good business models around. So these funds are always looking for good business models to invest in. And with this tax incentive available, it will encourage more funds to be going around the market.
So if an SME is interested in approaching a VC for investment, what would be the best way to prepare to take this step?
Yeah, definitely the business model of the SME must be well crafted. Like I said, a lot of SMEs, they have good businesses, but they are not able to maybe communicate this well. So therefore, our advice is to get their business model crafted out properly. For example, their vision, mission, core value, something to promote their expertise, their products, their services, and what makes them different from others so that investors want to invest in them and not invest in others. Actually, this document is important not just for the VCs and the angel investors. It's also important when we apply for all our grants and loans. Because when we want to get grants or loans, the authorities also need to know more about our company.
Yeah.
So definitely we need to be able to tell them in a very short period of time to let them know about the business itself. So that's why we say that business owners must learn how to be able to promote their own business.
Yeah, that's really important. Just like Westnup, there isn't a one-stop place where they can go and find all the grants. Is there a one-stop place that we can see have access to the different VCs and in investment communities? Where can SMEs go if they want to find a VC to help invest in them?
There's also not a one-stop place. But YYC, we have actually a network of VCs as well as angel funds.
Okay.
So therefore, we can actually introduce them.
SMEs got to do a little bit of work.
If you want to find money, definitely must do some work.
How friendly is Budget 2018 to women entrepreneurs?
Ah, As a woman, so it's very encouraging to see that there's actually one section dedicated to women. So it's definitely friendly. 2018 is a Women Empowerment Year. And on top of that, it also encourages more women to go back to the workforce. For example, there is a tax exemption on income earned within 12 months for women re-entry into workforce if they are out of work for at least 2 years. So with women coming back to work, it is also hoped that it will increase the workforce and also increase productivity, and therefore less reliance on foreign worker. So I think finally, women coming to action. There is also a peak entrepreneur program for women.
That's,
and I strongly encourage women to go for it, because I believe that there's always more that we can learn, and we can apply this into our workplace. Or into our business as well.
That's really interesting. So I understand that one of the common feedback that you usually get for SMEs is that they don't apply for government grants because they feel that it's difficult and it's a tedious application process. Can you walk us through the application process and what documents should SME prepare ahead so that they, for those who are thinking about applying for these grants?
Yeah, okay, great. First of all, the SMEs think that they are not eligible. So I like to go through the criteria. So maybe I go through the Business Accelerator Program under SME Corp. The criteria is they need to be registered under Companies Commission of Malaysia or with the Registrar of Companies, or LLP is also okay. At least 60% Malaysian equity. They have to fulfill an SME criteria. Business license from local authority. At least 6 months in operation. And not eligible for public listed companies. So quite straightforward.
That narrows right down to SMEs.
And so they need to submit their application form, which can be done online. And then they need to provide the documents to prove that they are registered with SSM and all. And so actually, in fact, everything can be done online. But of course, normally what happens is after they submit, the authority will come back and say what is missing. And so people get turned off by that. They thought they are rejected. But actually, they just need to go through again and prepare accordingly and submit. That goes with loans, with everything else. So, and after submitting, then they'll get an approval. Once they're approved, then they can start looking at what are the eligible areas for the matching grant. So, for example, if they want to go for packaging and product product packaging, they can look for the necessary criteria, spend on it, then they can claim back with the receipts and the invoices. So quite straightforward lah.
Then why aren't a lot more SMEs applying for it? It's just because they have to bounce a few times.
Yes, correct. They have to bounce a few times and they just have a mindset that they are not eligible right from the start.
I see.
So, so that's one area that they... Or maybe the process takes longer and a lot of business owners, they want things fast. And so let's say they want to buy a machine today, they should have applied for this SME grant a few months ago. So that's where a lot of SME owners need to plan ahead lah. They should apply first and then only plan to buy the machine.
Is the is the process for applying for a government grant, is it faster or is getting a loan faster?
I think getting a loan is faster because the processes are more in place. But applying for government grant not necessarily take longer lah. So it depends on the case of the business.
I see.
Yeah.
So what else is in the basket for 2018 that SMEs can look forward to?
For the corporate tax, first of all, I'd like to comment that the incremental rate way of calculating tax for SMEs is a little bit complicated. So if from last year's budget, 2017 budget, it was announced that if the business can show there was an increase in profit, And if the increase is significant, the reduction in corporate tax rate can be higher.
Oh, okay.
But that's where it becomes more complicated because they have to keep track how much was their increase and then how many percent of corporate tax it can be reduced. So makes it harder for SMEs. And at the same time, I feel that we should be encouraging businesses that are not doing so well instead of businesses who are already doing well. So that's one aspect. For the corporate tax that I think we can look into simplifying the tax for corporate tax. Second is there is also a boost for the manufacturing economy in the sense that if manufacturing companies, they invest in automation, there will be up to a 200% accelerated capital allowance. However, must go through application from MIDA. So again, there's a little bit of...
there's an obstacle there, but we can go over it.
Correct, correct. So if companies want to invest in automation of equipment, they can definitely apply to MIDA first before they invest because there's 200% deduction. And on top of that, there's a boost for the tourism industry. For companies investing in 4 or 5-star hotel, there's a tax incentive for them. There's also tax incentive for tour operators. It's further extended until 31st December 2020. Okay. And also there is a boost in the healthcare and tourism industry. So there are a few sectors that are being encouraged and SME is definitely a big one in this area.
So based on this budget 2018, what's the outlook for SMEs in 2018 for Malaysia?
Yeah, I believe that SMEs, we are the backbones of the economy. More than 90% of companies in Malaysia are SMEs. However, we should look into how to contribute more for the towards the GDP. All this movement is look to encourage to SMEs to contribute more. And I believe with the right mindset and with all the grants in place, we can achieve this vision together.
Given all these grants, because there's a lot of grants and a lot of matching grants, do you see it affecting how SMEs plan their strategies for the following year?
Yeah. First of all, I think once everything is, the details are out, and once SMEs have a better understanding of how the grants work, then the SMEs, before we buy machines, before buy invest in any marketing, definitely can see what are the grants available first, and then only make the decision to invest. As we know, it's a competitive economy now because it's not just competing in Malaysia itself, it's competing with global players as well. So SMEs do need to invest in all these areas. So these grants will definitely help SMEs to boost their productivity, boost their branding and boost their market presence. All these will contribute to building up more resilient SMEs, and all businesses start from small.
Yeah.
And as they grow and they become bigger, that's where they will contribute more to the nation's economy.
What's interesting is that it also forces SMEs to plan ahead, not decide to buy a machine tomorrow.
Correct,
right?
And that's why this education is important for SMEs to really plan ahead, like what you said, and also to look at their accounts, to look at their cash flow. So once with that habit, because a lot of people say business no good, a lot of business close and all, but one of the foundation each SME owner should have is they should look at their accounts, they should look at their cash flow, and also look at what are the loans, grants available outside to help complement their business to grow further.
Okay, interesting. Datin Yap, if people want to get to know, want to know more about these grants or about YYC, how can they contact you?
Yeah, you can go to our website at www.yycadvisors.com or also go to our Facebook, look for YYC.
Okay.
We have a lot of seminars and information on the tax as well as grants available out there.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for joining me in the studio this morning. I've been speaking to Datin Yap Shin Siang, Group CEO of YYC & Co. If you have missed any part of this interview, you can listen to it again on podcast via the BFM app available on the App Store and on Google Play. My name is Majidah Hashim, and this has been Enterprise on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.